Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We look through history for stories that help us understand each other as neighbors. Land survey. Rural folks generally know their directions. We're raised, after all, on squared-off prairie land. When driving, every grid road heads directly north, east, south, or west. We speak in directions. Oh, that family lives west and a bit south, frustrating visitors who don't know where to look. We don't point, we just know. In contrast, at Grasslands National Park in south-central Saskatchewan, you can visualize the pre-surveyed prairie, home to bison and their hunters. No straight lines. The land needs to be described to indicate direction using features like trails, trees, creeks, and ridges. In another contrast, Manitoba began with a river lot system. In the mid-1800s, the French Métis used rivers as their survey base. Every landowner needed access to the river for water, fishing, and transportation. Homes and gardens were near the water. Most lots had trees for firewood, with more land further back for hay and animals. Each waterfront was about 300 feet wide, but because the Red and Assiniboine rivers twist and turn, the lots differed in shape and size. By 1868, Canada made it clear they wanted the prairies covered with farmers who'd grow food for export. In order for the farms to be relatively equal, they decided to survey the entire vast landscape into square miles, using compasses, metal chains, and a lot of lonely men with camping gear. The survey chain we speak of is actually a metal chain. Each link is 8 inches long. 100 links equal 66 feet. Take my word for it. 80 chains equal 1 mile. Unfortunately, with vigorous use, the links would stretch. The surveyors had a massive area to cover, though, and they were being paid by the mile, so speed was their friend. The entire prairie grid started with two lines. The baseline goes due west alongside the 49th parallel. The principal meridian goes due north from Emerson. As the survey crew was marking the principal meridian in the summer of 1869, they crossed over Métis-owned river lots at St. Norbert. Due to the urgency Canada felt in completing the survey and, truth be told, their disrespect for the Métis Nation, the Métis river lots' titles were not respected. Thus was born the Red River Resistance. Louis Riel led an armed delegation to literally step on the survey chains. If Canada was to exert control over the land, the Métis were going to negotiate for land title and French language rights. It was through this resistance that the province of Manitoba was created. But Canada sent in the army, the Métis nation was cheated, and the resistance goes on. We'll return to this in a future story. Back to the chains. The Prairie Survey proceeded in 1872. Since the Americans had used chains for their westward expansion, Canada simply copied their measurements. 160 acres, or a quarter section, was considered a reasonable farm for one family. Each quarter section, half mile by half mile, gave 4 farms per square mile. By 1880, the crews got to southwest Manitoba. The next 2 years saw thousands of immigrants from Ontario, USA, and Britain claim their quarters. This wide-open, rolling land was squared off and repopulated. Land survey was adapted from a story in Vantage Points 1. To hear past Vantage Points radio stories, go to discoverwestman.com/community. Please go to vantagepoints.ca to learn about Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association. Thank you, Municipal Councils and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. See you later.